Welcome to Radio Free Cybertron. Your host, Brian Kilby.
Yes, you're listening to Radio Free Cybertron. Today is, well, as of recording, is Friday, February the 4th. And as our robotic friend there just said, this is Brian Kilby bringing to you more in RFC goodness. Coming up on today's show is a lot of stuff. Of course, we have the John DeLuna's ATT Buzz. We have a toy review by Goldimus Prime, which is Optimus Primal or something. It's a Beast Machines toy. Let's see here. We also have another list by Turin, news from Cybertron, trivia, and whatever we come across doing this. Looking at the clock right now, we better get on to it, because I don't have much time. I've been busy studying. Me studying, yes. I've gotten by the past, I don't know, 7 years, 3 years of college and 4 years of high school without studying or taking notes, doing just fine. But of course now I have a few independent study courses which really take up a lot of time, so that's the reason the page has not been updated much, and of course why the show was late last week and why there was a big glaring oversight in the show. Of course, there will be none this week. It will be a perfect show. RFC will be glorious in its perfection. Okay, maybe not. But either way, coming up right now, let's start it off with John DeLuna's ATT Buzz.
News from Earth.
How you doing, everybody? This is the ATT Buzz, and nothing. Nothing is happening on ATT right now. Say what you will. Call it what you must. Call it the calm before the storm, the lull before the tempest, but no matter what you say, ATT is pretty dead right now, and I guess it's basically just a case of us all waiting for something, anything to happen. Hopefully that something will be new toys popping up pretty soon in the stores, because God knows we've seen enough pictures of toys. But in the meantime, let's take a look back at some news that broke over the past few weeks in depth, shall we? First, BotCon and the new prices for this year, namely that $70 semi-formal dinner. $70 for a dinner. $70 for a dinner. Now, I realize that we are getting some exclusives and that, you know, since every year BotCon is getting bigger, it's more expensive to run, but Jesus, $70 for dinner? You know, for that kind of money, I'm expecting a steak as big as my face, an RC toy, and a Venus Turzo lap dance. Also in the news, Fox Kids repaints. And I think we can all agree that Hasbro Man is getting a little crazy with these things. I mean, do we really need another Rat Trap? Do we really need another Transmetal Rhinox that's colored in god-awful baby blue paint? And even worse, it looks like later this year we'll probably get Waspinator and Air Razor, which means basically every deluxe except for Terrorsaur has been re-released in a different color. Oh boy, what does this all mean? Well, kids, I think it means one of two things, probably both actually. Number one, Hasbro has started to take a real serious look at Transformer collectors. And it's been pretty obvious since last BotCon that Hasbro knows that we're here and they realize that our money is just as good as the rest of the people. In fact, they're starting to look at us like they look at Star Wars collectors. And if you do look at last year's BotCon, think about it. Not only did they put up most of the packaging for the exclusive toys, they actually lent some names that they had copyrighted, which everybody thought was unthinkable. And then there are those recolors, like I said, that are coming out later this year. It's pretty clear that Hasbro is banking on the fact that there are enough Transformer collectors out there that are going to buy no matter what they put out there, that it makes these financially sound. Because I don't care what they say, even if they tell us that the kids will want them because they missed out on the first run of these toys, it still doesn't matter. I mean, these things cost serious cash to reproduce. So it looks like Hasbro is pretty confident that we're going to buy them no matter how bad they look. And I guess in my case, they're right. Number two, Transformers is becoming more and more like every other Hasbro toy line. And let's face it, up until now we've been pretty lucky with the Transformers because they've been one line that Hasbro Man has kept his fat, filthy fingers off of. Until now. Just for a sec, let's look back at another Hasbro line, namely Batman. It's got generic packaging. Almost none of the toys look like the TV show. And half of them are hideous repaints. Doesn't this sound familiar? It sounds kind of like Beast Machines to me. Oh, and before I go, yes, I am paying for that $70 BotCon dinner. And Venus, if you're out there, baby, I've got a fistful of dollar bills ready for you. That's the ATT Buzz. I'm John DeLuna.
And thanks there, John. Tune in next week for more ATT Buzz, or another ATT Buzz, I guess. More is wrong form there. English. Horrible language. Let's see here. Coming up right now on Radio Free Cybertron is our good pal Turin with the news from Cybertron.
News from Cybertron.
The news from Cybertron this week. The Texaco Corporation of Earth suffered a $345 million loss this week when their main refinery and processing plant was demolished by an unknown assailant. The description of a 1,000-foot-tall metallic dinosaur originally made Trypticon a suspect, but he was discovered to have an airtight alibi. The story broke this morning when Decepticon triple changer Octane claimed responsibility for the destruction. Apparently, he misinterpreted Texaco's new advertising campaign for their high-octane fuel as a slanderous attack on his character, implying that he was a drug addict. Octane is set to be arraigned tomorrow. He has refused to implicate any accomplices. The Cybertronian Family Court is scheduled to hear a case that could have tremendous repercussions for the war effort. It seems that Six Gun has filed a suit for emancipation from Metroplex. He gave a statement earlier today saying, "I want to live my own life and be treated as an individual. I respect Metroplex, but he's holding me back." Metroplex's attorneys have filed an Article 1204-C claiming that Six Gun is an integral part of Autobot City's defenses and that it would seriously compromise the military's presence on Earth if he were allowed to leave. The Supreme Court has declared, however, that this is a matter for family court and that the military does not have jurisdiction. With accusations of conscription and involuntary servitude on one side and desertion and dereliction of duty on the other, this proves to be an ugly case. More developments as they come in. And finally, the Autobot Skylynx has received a major upgrade to his design, and because of his increased functionality, has chosen to rename himself Sky Netscape. And that's the news this week.
Turin apologizes for the drought-like absence of humor in today's news from Cybertron. So, to make reparations, he sent us a half-hour video of himself riding a unicycle, juggling mint and sealed box Target Masters. Yep. After watching the video, I must say he's quite good at it, but for the sake of time, we can't play the whole thing. But we can play the last few seconds.
No! My Primus, no!
Thank you, Turin. We're thankful to say that Turin healed up just fine and was able to send us one of his lists, which will be played later on in the show.
You're listening to Radio Free Cybertron.
Dave Edwards, a.k.a. the omnipresent, omniscient Zobivore, who you all know is the master of trivia and the keeper of bloopers, errors, and the like, sent us an outtake that he unearthed from Transformers the movie. Take a listen.
Arcon, report to me at once. Every time I look into a monitor, Prime, my circuits get a sizzling and my gristles get a bristling. And what did you say? I said every time I look into a monitor. Oh, never mind. Circuits get a sizzling.
Interesting. Thank you, Zob. Coming up right now, we have our very own Goldimus Prime with his review of the Beast Machines toy, Optimus Primal.
Back in September when Beast Machines started airing, I didn't expect I would buy any of the Maximal toys. It turns out I bought the entire first wave just because almost all the toys were way cool. Among these is Optimus Primal, who is in his most realistic ape mode yet. Optimus Primal is very well detailed, including techno bits molded on near his neck, seemingly spinal column molding on his lower back, bones molded into his lower arms, and fingernails on all four of his hands/feet. Now, that's what I call good detailing for this size class. Seems to me Beast Machines is going to really put some Beast Wars toys to shame. Optimus' color scheme is mostly translucent blue plastic with black and gold bits scattered over his body, most notably on his back, where the gold is made to blend into the black gradually. It adds a nice shading effect, in my opinion, and could have been used in other areas on the body instead of just the abrupt stop. Primal's transformation is a semi-complex, flip-me-over transformation. In essence, his legs become his robot arms, and his beast arms become his robot legs. And then it's a swap head kind of thing. Very similar to Beast Machines Cheetor, though not quite as insanely hard. Primal's robot mode can be summed up in one word, stocky. The torso is very short and wide. The legs are quite long, and the arms are short. Primal has a disproportionately small head, and I mean more than the toys normally do. His hands are probably big enough that they could halfway wrap around his head if they were jointed in that way. Primal has, in robot mode, a helmet, which slides back and forth and serves as a mood-changing device. That's probably my favorite gimmick that he has, the ability to change his look in both modes. In robot mode, you can go from smiling to scowling without the carved-in grin. Primal still has real good play value in robot mode, possibly slightly more than beast mode. His left arm is quite versatile. I've even had it where it looks like he's holding his head in disgust. Primal's gimmicks are kind of a 50-50 thing. He has the mood changing in both modes, which I really think is cool. But he also has in robot mode a star throwing action. You'll notice a green star which looks like it has a pattern of energy or fur on one side. I'm not sure which at this time. The idea is he holds the star, you pull his arm back, and when you let go, the star gets flung forward. It doesn't really work that way. It will go flinging forward, but only about a foot or so if you're lucky. In my experience, it seems to work better as a karate chop action. It's also highly more realistic that way. Another downside to this gimmick is it causes the right arm to not be as poseable as the left arm because of the spring device within. Primal is a very nice toy, easily worth the $10 to get him. Buy him if you're a show completist, a coolist like me, or a total completist like what I seem to be turning into. You will not be disappointed. Primal has a very nice beast mode. It's got a good amount of poseability, more than we've seen in previous beast modes like this, even at larger size levels. He also has a fun color scheme, because if you hold him up to a strong light, the translucent blue plastic all glows, and it looks like a reformatting effect. For the posability and just utter coolness, Primal gets 8 out of 10 for Beast Mode on a normal scale of 1 to 10. Robot Mode is good too. Like I said earlier, it's kind of stocky, but it also has at least as much play value as Beast Mode, and it still doesn't look too bad. It gets 7 out of 10 normal scale, you know the drill. His gimmicks get a 6 out of 10 simply because I like the one set of gimmicks over the other gimmicks. The star throwing should not have been there. It just causes you to lose too much play value in the robot mode. Overall, Primal gets an average rating of 8 out of 10. He's a really nice toy, like I said before. If you'd like to read a more complete review of this and many other Beast Wars and Beast Machines toys, you can find them at my website at http://goldemus.freeservers.com. And while you're there, please sign the guest book and tell me you heard me on Radio Free Cybertron. This is Goldemus Prime with the Radio Free Cybertron Toy Review.
Radio Free Cybertron.
Thank you there, Goldemus. Let me see here. Someone emailed us and asked us to do some Japanese reviews. My Japanese collection is not very extensive, and in fact, we've already reviewed all the Japanese stuff that I have. If you check out the archives, it should be like the first and second show, or the second and third. Goldemus Prime, who's our regular reviewer, I don't believe he has any Japanese stuff. I guess the same reason as me. We enjoy it, you know, but just not as important as the domestic stuff. I'll probably get Wild Ride and Super Fire Convoy, so I'll review that. If John DeLuna or Turin, I think Turin collects Japanese stuff. I know John does. If they want to go and review some Japanese stuff, which I'm basically asking them on the air right now. Hey, John. Hey, Turin. You want to do it? By all means, please do. Or if you want to submit a review, by all means, do again. We got an email or two asking if we take submissions for stuff, and yes, we do. If we like it, we'll use it. And even if, you know, it may not make the show sometimes, usually it will, but even if it doesn't, it'll make the webpage. So if you want to review a toy or an episode or whatever, comic, website, just email me and ask, and or just submit it. You don't even have to ask to killb316@abts.net. Or if it's not an attachment, you can send that to rfc@knowledge.org. That's KNOLEDGE.ORG. It is my pleasure now to inform you the current stuff that's on the website today. Let me find it here. Yeah. First off, the poll from the last couple weeks. An astounding 90% of you are looking forward to the new Japanese toys. Only 3% of you are not, which that's sort of surprising. I would have figured that a larger part of the population really wouldn't care that much. But and let me see here. A whopping 6% of you didn't even know that the Transformers are available in Japan as well. Sometimes it's just repaints of stuff we have, but often it's new stuff, as in the case of Beast Wars 2 or Neo. Also on the page are lots of reviews. There are at least 2 toy reviews by John DeLuna, one by Goldemus Prime, which is Mirage. John DeLuna's got a Thundercracker and a Sunstreaker, I believe. There is an article by David Looney, the Newbie Perspective. I believe that's what it's called. I'm sort of lazy. I'll check. Also, we have an article by Mad Max, who this is the first one he's done in a long time. Believe me, you will be offended. I was, and I have to edit the stuff. But it's there, and it has absolutely nothing to do with the Transformers, but Max has pull, so he can do it. Also, will be the trivia clip. I'm sorry I did not post last week's trivia clip because I've been very, very busy. By the way, last week was Grimlock's New Brain, and the week before that was City of Steel. Off the top of my head, the people to get it right were Mop Boy and Shadowwing. They may have got either or both. I don't know. I don't keep very extensive records when I'm busy. Sorry about that. Also, on the webpage is the Venerable Link Exchange. If you want to link to us, we'll link back. Yada, yada, yada. Help your page grow. Help us grow. Now, RFC is large enough to where if you link to us, you're going to get some hits back. So that's pretty good. It's no longer pity. Yes, pity. We like to thank the people who gave us the pity links to begin with. Let me see here. Also is the new poll, which you can see that one for yourself. Besides the poll, we also have the guest book. Sign the guest book. We like it when people sign the guest book. If you want to email us, it's rfc@knowledge.org, and there's also the feedback forum on the page, which it doesn't work with people who have AOL, apparently, and also it is not compatible with those people who don't have a default email program set up. Sorry about that. Coming up right now is trivia.
You're listening to Radio Free Cybertron.
It's that time again, this week's trivia. You know the drill, if you know the name of the episode from which this clip comes. Email me at kilby316@abts.net. That's kilby316@abts.net. And if you miss it here, it is available again on the home page. It will be there for certain this time. It will be there as soon as the show is. And I mentioned the people who got it last week and the week before. Mop Boy, Shadowwing, they come to mind. If I didn't mention you, please email me at that aforementioned email address, and I'll correct that. Last week's trivia was Grimlock's New Brain, one of my favorite episodes. I love the Technobots. And also, the week before that was City of Steel, one of the worst episodes of anything ever made, at least in my opinion. Let's see here. If you know the episode, email me. I'll play it once. I'll play it again, just to be certain. Sorry for the poor quality, but I actually had to record this with a microphone since my new sound card's line in doesn't work right. So, here you go. First time, right now. And here you go again. Pin him with a crossfire. Activate now. Again, if you know the episode from which that comes, email me at kilby316@abts.net. That's kilby316@abts.net. And coming up right now is Turin's List. He's all healed up and back. Turin, just a little bit of advice. Please, please, if you're going to be on a unicycle, don't do it blindfolded. Okay? Thanks. Here's the list.
Welcome to today's list. It was going to be called The Top 8 Comments Made Upon Black Arachnia's First Transformation on Beast Wars. But because nearly all of the comments made were along the lines of we had to trim it down a little. Appropriately enough, today's list has two items. The number two comment, after seeing Black Arachnia transform to robot mode for the first time on Beast Wars.
Black Arachnia, terrorize!
Whoa, I would have thought maximize would have been a more appropriate activation code. And the number one comment was, they're great! Thank you.
And we'd like to thank Turin there for the list. Hopefully he'll have another one next week if he's, you know, not, like, sticking his head in a lion's mouth or something crazy. You know how those people with accented U's in their names are. Whatever it's called. Accented U. That's good enough. Let me see here. Thank you for listening to Radio Free Cybertron this week. As usual, tune in again next week. Look back sometime on the week for updates, toy reviews, or whatever stuff. Coming up next week again is more trivia with the answer to this week's, which I'm not telling you. Till then. Also, there will be a new ATT Buzz, all sorts of crazy stuff. Hopefully, we'll work out something special by then. And hopefully I'll put up that stupid, well, not stupid, hopefully I'll put up that listener's feedback section that I was hoping to do. But I've been so very busy. So tune in again next week. We leave you this week with another song. We always try to do something different because I got tired of lying. Well, not really tired. But, you know, same thing gets old. So this week we leave you with a theme from another one of the greatest, well, not the greatest, but another classic cartoon from the 80s and part of the Transformers family, Jim. She's outrageous. Don't forget, Radio Free Cybertron is in no way affiliated or endorsed by Hasbro or Takara.